Hotline, as we continue talking about the Western Conference Finals, is our Dunham & Miller sports expert, the publisher of the Paltz Sports Newsletter, in town covering Game 1 last night at the American Airlines Center. It's Ribby Paltz. Hi, Ribby.
Hey there, Muses. How you doing?
All right.
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Got a pretty good little day lined up. Pretty good little day.
Yeah, we sure do.
Yeah, that's a good. I love to hear that. Yes, I was in town here for the Mavs Thunder.
Yes.
And I came here not only to cover the sport that's going on, but I wanted to see my illegitimate son play in the championship series.
Who's your son?
Well, you know, just like Arnold, I'm now coming out and announcing that I had a child with a former staffer, and it wasn't love, it was pure sexual banging.
Gosh.
But the result is a beautiful little child, and I enjoyed watching him play.
Don't tell us it was Dirk.
No, Kendrick Perkins.
He's your illegitimate son?
Yeah. And though he doesn't look too much like me.
No?
But put a dress on him, and he looks just like his mother.
Oh, my God.
So that was a fun night for you?
Oh, my God. Matter of fact, his mother was such a vigorous lover. A couple times I was thrown through the ceiling tile.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think he'd appreciate you talking about his mom.
I'd like to see him try to do something about it.
Oh, my gosh. He could break you in half.
Did you enjoy the blowout, Georgie?
Yeah, I guess that was all right.
Yeah, it was a blowout, and it was a good blowout. It was a good blowout. I tell you, I thought it was pretty impressive. The Mavs fans really did a good number there, all putting on their blue shirts and stuff. The crowd looked about as blue as my balls at the Hillary Duff movie marathon.
Oh, my God.
Hillary Duff?
And I thought I was going to see Mark Cuban there, but I didn't. I saw someone who looked like him that was sitting behind the bench over there. But
No, that was Cuban. That was him.
Oh, that was Mark Cuban?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, he had some work done, hadn't he?
Well,
I don't know that we can confirm that.
Well, I can. I love Dallas, gentlemen.
You bet. It's a good
town. Not just the Mavs, but the whole city. Matter of fact, I want to give a shout-out to my Dallas girlfriend. She lives here in the DFW.
Uh-huh.
And shout-out to my ever-faithful girlfriend, Brittany Callis. You out there, sweetheart?
Oh, my gosh, Ribby.
Well, we have some bad news for you, Ribby.
What's that?
Well, never mind.
Give her a break, would you?
Nah, I read the news reports. I know what's going on. As a matter of fact, I was scheduled to be the sixth man at the Brittany Callis
Theater. All right. Stop it.
But my flight got delayed. Anyway, I miss her very much. And she loves old Ribby. I know she's in hot water now. And I don't want to jump on the pile because five guys already have. But
all right.
Jeez.
Ribby. We're here to talk Western Conference Finals, I thought.
Yeah, let's do it.
I went out after the game with old Follywell. Boy, that's always fun. He's a wild man.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's crazy man. We pulled the five-man Brittany Callis on some former Twin Peaks waitress.
Stop it.
It was pretty hot, Giorgio.
I don't want to hear about that.
You ever had sloppy fifths served up family style?
No, man.
Don't talk like that.
Aren't you in your 70s?
That's just gross.
Hey, given the fact that Dirk had 48 last night,
yeah,
it certainly reminds me of that pretty much an old classic sports song that I'm about to sing.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Which one?
Oh, you want me to sing it for you?
Sure.
All right. Okay, it goes a little something like this. I can't feel this way much longer. I expect him to survive. With all these hidden innuendos just waiting to arrive. It's such a wave in midnight when you slip into insane. Look again, you're like a roller. Hear what you're playing.
Male Ethel Merman.
It's an orangey sky. Away with some other guy. It's just a broken lullaby. Bye, bye, love.
God.
I want to experience bye, bye, love.
All right.
Yeah, that's a great sports song.
Yeah, thank you.
Always the frustrated showman, aren't you?
Ah, you know it. Hey, Giorgio.
Huh?
I got the night off. You know, I don't have a game tonight.
That's right. You want to go hang out?
if you want to do some of that high school teacher stuff, we can do it.
No, I don't want to do that.
All right, gentlemen.
All right, see you, Ribby.
We'll see you.
Thanks for the report, I guess.
Yeah, that was a great breakdown of the game from Ribby. 8:47 here on Sports Radio.